Title: Congress Extends Renewable Energy Tax Credits in 2021 Omnibus Spending Bill. Content: As Congress was completing final negotiations of the stimulus package dealing with the public health and economic impacts of the coronavirus pandemic, several key energy provisions made their way into the 5,593-page omnibus spending bill passed by the House and Senate on December 21, 2020. Particularly much-needed extensions of several renewable energy and energy efficiency tax incentives, specifically, the Consolidated Appropriations Act, 2021, the Act, 1, addresses, among other things, the concerns of renewable energy developers regarding the potential expiration of the Production Tax Credit, PTC, and Investment Tax Credit, ITC, and, for the first time, includes provisions for offshore wind projects. In addition, the Act provides for the expansion and enhancement of significant research and development programs related to renewable energy, energy efficiency, energy storage, and carbon capture and sequestration, and adds certain other provisions to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. 2. Existing energy tax credits and deductions have been extended as follows. Production Tax Credit. The PTC under Internal Revenue Code, IRC, Section 45 for large wind facilities has been extended for 1 year, permitting wind facilities that begin construction before January 1, 2022 to qualify at 60% of the statutory rate, which rate adjusts for inflation. For calendar year 2020, the full statutory rate is 2.5 cents per kilowatt hour and 60% of the statutory rate is 1.5 cents per kilowatt hour. The Act leaves in place the phase-down to 40% of the credit for wind facilities that began construction in 2019. Additionally, the credit has been extended through 2021 for biomass, closed and open-loop, geothermal, landfill gas, municipal solid waste-to-energy, certain hydro, and marine and hydrokinetic facilities, at various levels, 2.5 cents per kilowatt hour for closed-loop biomass and geothermal energy and 1.3 cents per kilowatt hour for the other categories, as under current IRC Section 48(a)(5)(c)(2), renewable energy developers may elect to take the ITC in lieu of the PTC. The election has been extended by 1 year for projects for which construction begins before January 1, 2022. However, the ITC for wind, if elected by January 1, 2022, will be reduced by 40% from the standard credit of 30% to 18%. Investment Tax Credit. The ITC under IRC Section 48 has been extended for 2 years through 2023 for solar facilities, fuel cells, small wind projects, microturbines, and combined heat and power systems. With regard to solar photovoltaics and solar water heating facilities, the ITC was 30% for such solar facilities that began construction before January 1, 2020. Afterward, the credit fell to 26% through 2020, and would have continued to be reduced to 22% through 2021 and 10% for 2022 going forward. Congress extended the applicability of the 26% credit for 2 years until January 1, 2023, and the applicability of the 22% credit for another year until January 1, 2024. For any facility beginning construction before January 1, 2024, but not placed into service by January 1, 2026, the tax credit will be reduced to 10%. There is no expiration date for the 10% credit. With regard to the credits for fiber-optic solar, fuel cells, and small wind projects, the phase-down is the same as for other solar projects, except that the credit expires completely for such projects not placed into service by January 1, 2026. 3. The 10% ITC for microturbines and combined heat and power systems has been extended until January 1, 2024, after which it expires. The 10% credit for energy derived from a geothermal deposit does not expire. Congress has also now included waste energy recovery projects as eligible for the ITC under IRC Section 48(a)(2)(a)(i). The credit will be phased out in the same way as the credit for fiber optic solar, fuel cells, and small wind projects, as discussed above. Waste energy recovery is defined as property that generates electricity solely from heat from buildings or equipment if the primary purpose of such building or equipment is not the generation of electricity. It should be noted that the new legislation did not provide a tax credit for standalone energy storage facilities, but storage related to the functioning of a solar facility has been determined to be eligible for the solar ITC per Internal Revenue Service rulings.